This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Matt Graham is the CEO, founder of MBS Live, and here he is with this week's market update. I'm liking what you did with the 10-year here, friend. I know we blame you when it goes bad, and we love it when it goes good.
So. Yeah, biggest rally in weeks, as they say.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a disclaimer when it comes to talking about the biggest rally in weeks, is that the range has been so narrow. Pretty much just took us back to levels that we had seen about a week and a half. Let's not minimize it too much. It did erase the last, let's count them, 7 days of weakness leading up to NFT. So a nice little reset for the bond market, but yet again, no major implication about where we go from here. That's not a bad thing when you are operating in a year where rates are supposed to be going higher and higher. And instead, we have this extended intermission now in its third month. And this is about as long as I felt that it was going to be. And at this point, it seems like it could go even longer. So that's just sort of a watch and wait sort of thing. And I'll talk more about it in a moment. So quickly to revisit last week. The first week of any given month tends to have the big data report, including the big jobs report on Friday. And then some of the significant reports that tend to precede NFP would be the ISM reports. Those are the purchasing managers indices or PMIs. And then you have ADP employment on Wednesday, but in this case, it was Thursday due to the holiday shortened week and a couple of other weekly employment related reports. So the weekly jobless claims were at their lowest level post pandemic. That was a potential warning sign for labor markets. Challenger Gray and Christmas, which is a labor staffing firm, puts out a job cut report. It was at the third lowest level in 2 decades. Last month's reading was the second lowest level. So really, really strong stuff on other labor market reports. And then ADP employment on Thursday morning came out at 978 versus 650. And that's in thousands, by the way. So that's a pretty big beat when we're counting payrolls, and when a fair number of market participants look to ADP as some sort of rough indication of how NFP, the big jobs report, might come in a few days later. And yes, I'll be the first person to offer the disclaimer that ADP can give a big misdirection play for NFP. And in this case, it kind of did, because the big jobs report definitely missed the mark, coming in at 559K versus a 650 forecast. And while it was better than the previous month's reading, it wasn't anywhere near as big as the market was sort of expecting. You saw a few people talking about whisper numbers around 800K. Some of the guys I follow were talking about the risk that the number could be 1 million or higher. And if that was the case, then it would really accelerate these discussions that some Fed speakers are starting to have about tapering the bond buying program. And it's not necessarily a given, because we have other Fed speakers that have said that we're still going to need to see how things happen in the fall when kids go back to school.
Right.
And hopefully more of the parents that are still taking time off from work because A, they can, and B, their kids are going to be out for the summer. That's when the Fed is expecting to see the rubber really meet the road in terms of what the post-COVID economy is going to look like, or even going to start to look like. But one interesting thing, and sort of something to really keep our eyes on, is there is also more chatter about MBS purchases specifically, and I think with an eye on what's been happening with home prices. We know that inventory has been super tight and demand's been very strong. And logically, then, with all-time low interest rates, there's tremendous upward pressure on home prices. And now some Fed speakers are starting to scratch their heads and say, maybe we are buying too much MBS. Maybe we're juicing the market a bit too much. And if you take away a certain chunk of MBS bond purchases, it's debatable that it would really have a huge effect on home prices over the last 14 months. I personally think home prices probably would have done what they did.
Regardless.
Even if you had interest rates that were 0.5% to 1% higher. And that's really as much of a change as you're talking about when you're talking about taking away MBS purchases. But nonetheless, it would hurt. MBS spreads are low enough that the Fed could reconcile being a little less friendly to MBS, and that would make for a pretty quick adjustment in mortgage rates, even if it's not a massive adjustment in the bigger picture. So anyway, just something to keep an eye on there. As far as the week ahead is concerned, it's very light in terms of economic data. We do have a Treasury auction cycle. It's the meatier of the two cycles with the 3, 10, and 30-year notes and bonds. And that will really hit its stride on Wednesday with 10-year notes. And that's really the first major market mover on the calendar this week, Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. And one of the only market movers, because on Thursday, we just have CPI and jobless claims.
Yep.
Wouldn't really say jobless claims is a huge market mover. CPI will be interesting. It was a very big market mover last month, largely because inflation shot up at a much higher rate than expected. And I think the expectation was 2.3 for core CPI last time, and it ended up coming at 3.0.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
The expectation is for 3.4. If we were to see another beat where the number comes in at, say, 3.8 or higher, causing another sort of knee-jerk reaction where we have inflation fear translating to bond movement. But by and large, markets have done a very good job of believing the Fed and believing the narrative that these types of inflation spikes are transitory. And even if we are left with the somewhat elevated inflation that the Fed is looking for, we're not expecting to remain above 3% in terms of core inflation for very long. It's one thing to have that track record for 1 month, and it's one thing to say that, but it's another thing to see it play out. So very interesting to see how it plays out. Then on Friday,
yes.
Consumer sentiment, got some inflation expectations there. Those haven't really caused a stir, and they haven't really moved much. But if they started to move, then that would also help accelerate the Fed's conversation about pulling back accommodation, which could be negative for rates. But bottom line here, it is an intermission. Rising rate environment since August, as far as the Treasury market is concerned. And we've been in an intermission ever since March, waiting for a break higher or lower. Still hard to sort of imagine what it would be that would cause rates to break lower, but we're enjoying the sideways trend while it lasts.
Yep. I'm looking also at the MBA Purchase Index. It's a weekly report that comes out, but that continues to drop and drop and drop. So it'll be interesting to see where it comes in this week. If you can continue to work on the tenure and then solve the inventory issues, you'd be a real hero. So
I will go build some houses.
Gosh, if you could do it in an affordable way with material prices, it's crazy. Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, they are definitely way elevated. It's a result of your part of the country up there in Portland. They can't cut enough trees fast enough for what's going on. Supply chain. Anyway, Matt Graham, founder of CEO of MBSLive.net. Check him out. And when you're subscribing, put in LOL as a sign-up code, and you'll get an extended trial period. No credit card required of you. Matt, thanks so much for being here, friend. Really appreciate it.
You bet, Dave.
Next week, folks, we've got Camelia Martin, Head of Industry and Regulatory Affairs, and Amy Moses, Senior Field Marketing Manager of Snapdocs. Snapdocs has got something going on. I can't wait. I got invited in to get to know them and their company. Very excited to have both Camelia and Amy. And you will not be bored with that interview at all. Camelia's got just an abundance of energy. I never forget when I first met her at one of the conferences. We just hadn't harassed each other. We were laughing so hard. It's just like, oh my gosh, it's just going to be a great interview. You're going to enjoy it. Both she and Amy are going to be wonderful. I want to say a special thank you as we wrap this up to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate, Mobility, MMI, Modex, MBA, The Knowledge Coop, Lenders One, and Mortgage Collaborative. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week. Have a blessed one.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.